Nath, very excited by our next two guests. Now, first I'll say CEO of the Tasmanian Jack Jumpers, Simon Brookie Brookhouse, is in the studio. Now, look, I've got to apologise as well, because he's a friend of ours.
Yeah.
We love playing golf.
Well, I mean, we call him that, don't
having
we?
Don't do that. Don't be cool in front of me. But look, sometimes we get sidetracked.
Yeah.
Because, look, you know, we love the Jack Jumpers, and this is really exciting, because the first ever home game, the official, I know we had pre-season, but the first ever MyState Bank Arena is happening tonight. So I thought, why not get someone in who will actually chat about it? You know what I mean?
Yeah, of course.
The brains behind the operation. Brookhouse is merely the face, the looks of this. You know what I mean? Who's really running it?
Yeah.
Who's really putting it together? So, Nathan, you can get the round of applause ready for the General Manager of Commercial and Marketing at the Tasmanian Jack Jumpers. It's Christine Finnegan!
Yeah, Christine, welcome.
And
Simon's here as well.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Brookhouse is here as well.
And you've really...
Yeah, thanks, guys.
You've got your own mic, it's fine.
We're still giving you
your own mic. Fantastic.
You've actually summed that up perfectly. Well, he's out playing golf with you guys. It's actually a business to run.
Yeah.
Well, Christine, I mean, we did go to the Blitz and we saw, and the thing was, you're running around in heels, mind you, in heels. I've never seen someone move so fast in heels. Absolutely running around the court, getting everything organised.
Yep.
Brookhouse out the back having a gin and tonic.
I thought he was just sitting down next to the Premier. Yeah.
Movers and shakers.
Yeah. Well, that's his job. Right?
Face off. We're really excited, Christine, that we're going to be doing the on-court stuff. We went out practicing last night. Nathan, I'm really excited to be there tonight. But you've been involved with many sporting organisations all across the mainland. I'd love for you to mention a couple in a sec. But I also want to ask you, in your previous work, has the CEO spent that much time with the on-ground announcers in previous gigs?
Never. Yeah. No, they usually work in the back room with us. But, you know, Simon being the face of, a bit of a celebrity around town himself. You know, so we've just taken over in the back room and just let him do what he does best.
Brookhouse, by the way, we don't want anything to change, by the way. Keep it exactly as it is.
No, and it won't.
If
you're on a good thing, you stick to it, as I'm sure you understand.
We're solving the world's problems when we get together.
Oh,
you'd be surprised the amount of content Brookhouse gives us for the show.
It's the brains trust, really. Yeah. Absolutely.
Hey. No, Christine, I just want to mention some of those other sporting places that you've worked at. Can you mention? And also, how does that compare to this, like putting together a new team and essentially launching something here in Hobart in Tassie?
Well, I've basically come out of football. I worked for Melbourne Storm, Melbourne Rebels, and St Kilda Football Club most recently. And when I took the job down here, I'd spent a lot of time in Tassie over the past 20 years. I just knew Tasmania deserved to have their own team. NBL's been on the way up for so long, and I thought, what a great opportunity to go and start something from the ground up in a state that is so desperate to have their own team to cheer for. So for me coming here, this has been by far my favourite job. It's just been so much fun.
Boss.
Yeah.
Favourite boss.
Yeah, of course.
He's tough. I mean, he works us pretty hard, but, you know.
That's because you've got to pick up all the work that he's not doing.
That's right.
Hey, Chris, we did speak to Brookhouse about this a couple of weeks ago as well, but, I mean, you just talked about it, building this team up from there was nothing there, and you guys have absolutely worked off the court, on the court, building everything that there needs to build for this. How does it feel that tonight, the official game, the NBL kicks off MyState Bank Arena? This must be pretty big.
I can't tell you. Like, it's just so surreal at the moment. Like, to think that 15 months ago it was Simon and I, and then we brought a mascot in, and then we brought a coach in, and then finally Simon brought some players in because they were pretty important. And and once we got the players, it was just all systems go. So tonight, I guess, is just I think we want the whole team to just sit, the off-court team particularly, who have worked so hard, just to take it all in and say, well, we're going to enjoy the fruits of really hard work over the last 15 months.
Brookie, can I ask you, we had Clint Steinle in the other day, and he has played for a few NBL teams, and one of the things that he was blown away was how tight-knit the off-court people are and how much work, and he goes, it really does feel like a family. He's like, I've been in other basketball teams, and he goes, there's such a disconnect, and then even when you go behind the scenes, people don't really know each other. I guess, how important was it from your end to making sure that everyone was really tight-knit?
Oh, really important. I mean, everybody's relocated to be here in terms of the on-court team, and a lot of our off-court team have too. So one of the things we set out to achieve is that family type feel, and I think that, you know, we're quite proud of the fact that we've been able to do that. Not just the players, our partners, our staff and everything else get on really well and enjoy each other's company. And, of course, that's until they don't win enough games. then we'll have a rethink about Clint's comments there. But no, quite seriously, it is really important because everyone's away from home. And we had a special moment yesterday with the players where we got messages from all their families following training, and they really enjoyed it. And tears in the room because they're really excited about what we're trying to do, and they all can't wait for the night, which is great.
I'll tell you what, speaking of this excitement, Brookie, Jimmy and I were out there rehearsing because they need to be out of control somehow.
Impossible.
So we went out with the team, the off-court team, yesterday, did some rehearsals and stuff, and I can tell you what, it is going to be a spectacle tonight. Of course, the basketball is going to be phenomenal, but everything around it, this Jumbotron, the vibe within my State Bank Arena is incredible, Brookie. I mean, this is all part of it, though, as well. It's not just the basketball. It's the entertainment venue in its totality, isn't it?
Yeah, I think that's the most important thing. It's a night of entertainment for everyone, families. Doesn't matter how old you are, you'll have a great time. And there'll be a basketball game on, which is important to us. But what we want is we want you to come have a great time and make sure you want to come back. And, you know, everyone's on trial tonight, including you two. The reality of it is, though, it is very much a night of entertainment. And that's what it's all about. And that's what the NBL's built over the last 6 years since Larry took over. And I think that people who haven't been to an NBL game in recent times, we're blown away by what happens tonight.
Oh, it's insane. There's music, there's lights, there's spot prizes. There's so much on as well, Jim, that we've got to try and remember to do.
Yeah, it's a bit much, I'll be honest.
I was like, I didn't think I'd be working this hard.
Geez, the
just sort of be like, make some noise.
But just on that too, everyone should really be in their seats by, you know, 7:10 at the latest. To get the full value for your ticket, I think you've got to be there for the pre-game show, which is going to be quite spectacular.
Yeah. It's been around, what, 26 years, Brookie, since we've had, you know, an NBL team down here. Christine, you know, you mentioned those other, you know, Storm, St Kilda, Melbourne Rebels. There is something really special, though, about the basketball being so intimate. And, you know, I don't know if you'd agree, sometimes at football games, you know, people are having a beer somewhere else and they rock up late to the game. They're not missing that much. Nathan and I were practicing yesterday. We do have all this stuff, freebies, giveaways, slingshot, like the tee, like merch.
Yeah, they're
like,
going to let it. Can we operate the slingshot? Are we allowed to use it?
No, you're not allowed anywhere near the slingshot.
Didn't think so.
They said that last night.
So
as well.
Everything, Jimmy, you just said, minus the slingshot.
Yeah, I mean, it'll probably be there. We're just not allowed to touch it.
But there is. It's very different how it operates to, I guess, footy clubs and stuff, because you're so close to the action and it pretty much starts as soon as you get there.
It does. And when I was in AFL, they tried to bring in all this other stuff around it and it just didn't fly, whereas this has been integral to basketball. I mean, it's very NBA, and since Larry's taken over, he's really tried to mirror that through the NBL. And as I said, it's the fastest growing sport in Australia. It's going from strength to strength, and it's just so exciting to be part of it all.
Absolutely. Even like just, you know, Nathan on the space last night, again, this is something that only really basketball offers, is, you know, when you see something happening or you want to chat to someone, you can just walk down to the other end of the court. If that happened at the AFL, like, yeah, we love our footy, but you've got to walk all the way, and then you're waiting for stoppages and play and all this stuff, and the basketball with the shot clock, and there's constantly things happening, Brookie.
Yeah, look, it's always happening. It's one of those high-energy sports that, and as you say, intimate's a really good word, because you can literally have your feet on the courtside and watch the game. And it's you can almost reach out and touch the players. And for you guys who are revving up the crowd, it's a lot easier for you to get around and get amongst it and get out of the way of the mascot on the way through and away you go.
Sorry, Jack. Guys, we are so excited. Of course, our first game tonight, the Tasmania Jack Jumpers taking on the Brisbane Bullets, My State Bank Arena, 7:30. Is the tip-off. We are so exhilarated for this. It's going to be awesome. And just before 9 o'clock, we can't say what it is, but we've got something pretty special. If you have missed out on a ticket, you need to be listening to the show after 8:30, because something big is coming.
Yep. You can watch it at Brookie's house.
Yep. Because he won't be there, because Christine does all the work.
A bit of popcorn, a bit of soda, and away you go on the couch. And look, there is, of course, there is one other big prize that we're giving away on the night, and I don't know if the boys know this, but Nathan is being raffled tonight.
Yeah,
you get a night with him, and hopefully he'll keep you company.
All these people don't want to come to the game now.
It's a true story last night. This is really true. You probably both don't know this. There's a flex cam is one of the things. Yeah. You flex your muscles. They did ask Nath, honestly, earnestly, they were like, could you take your T-shirt off for the flex cam? What do you think? You're the heads? Yes,
I'll leave that up to Christine.
I say yes.
Really? Yeah. We want people to stay in the arena, though.
I did hear about your topless wiping yesterday. apparently didn't go so well.
No, it didn't. Just a jersey. Only arms. That's all it is.
You can get the cannons out. You'll be fine.
So we can operate the cannons, not the slingshot. Simon Brookhouse, Christine Finnegan, guys, we are so excited for the game. Thank you so much for joining us. After 8:30, guys, a big announcement for the Jack Jumpers. We're giving away something on this show, but guys, we appreciate you coming in this morning.
Thanks for having us, guys, as always.
Want more Jimmy and Nate? Download the Hit app. This is the showdown. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.